Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc., and he brings a special guest. Michael?
Thanks, Newell. I'm thrilled to have Shelby Mounts joining us today. He's the new executive director of Next Stop, one of our favorite organizations that we work with. Next Stop works to bring our returning men and women from the services home and place them and use all their skills in high-demand careers in things like engineering and STEM careers and construction and security services. And so it's a essential source of workforce and a great way to honor these people who have worked for us. And Shelby himself has private sector experience ranging from being a consultant to being a director of defense, aerospace, and maritime business development. But he also served in the U.S. Navy for 25 years, where he retired as a captain. So thrilled to have him here and to leverage his experience and his skills as a helicopter pilot for the good of the region.
Shelby, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your service to our country. I love programs that are targeting our veterans and helping them as they come back to our society after having served. I'm a big fan of that, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, Mr. Newell, thanks for having me on the show, and Michael, thanks for the idea. We appreciate the partnership that's ongoing, and it's a great opportunity to just come and answer some questions and let people know about the good work that we do in the local area.
Well, tell us about that work.
I'd love to. So Next Stop's mission is to build the bridge between the middle enlisted community as they transition out of service or have been veterans and are looking for career services, and get them into those industries where there's a need for their talent and their skill set and they can make a big impact. So we focus on, like I said, middle enlisted, which is E3 to E7. They represent about 80% of the transitioners every single year coming out of service. So roughly 175,000 a year coming out of the military. And they also represent a very underserved demographic in the transition. It's a lot easier for many of the officers and senior enlisted to be recruited and placed and receive opportunities as they come out, even though every single transitioner has a bit of a challenge figuring out what they want to do after service. This kind of base of the pyramid, the middle enlisted, tend to get the least amount of opportunity, have the least network and idea of where their opportunities really lie. And so that's our mission, is to build that bridge and help provide case services one-on-one with each one of them from the time they come to us and register all the way through the preparation of resumes, interviews, career coaching and exploration, and connection to interview opportunities for jobs.
But, you know, what's interesting about that, as you talk about it, Shelby, is that the middle enlisted go through training that really aligns with middle management and below in a huge way, right?
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that's been well-publicized is the soft skills that are developed in the military. the ability to be self-motivated, work well in teams, leadership, that sort of thing. But in a recent conversation, somebody put it really well to me in that military folks have been trained to be trained. And as a result, regardless of what their particular technical skills might be, they tend to be very resilient and adaptable and contribute effectively and quickly to the new environments and teams.
You know, I had that experience when I was sheriff that they didn't resist change. In fact, they expected it, and they adapted very well, and they were really nimble.
Yeah, that fits what we see, and certainly from my experience in 25 years in the Navy. And I was blessed growing up with grandfathers that fit this demographic, which made it very personal for me when the opportunity to come over to Next Stop came up. The people that served from the end of World War II through Vietnam, and when they got out of the Navy, in my case, they didn't really have much opportunity, went kind of back home and bought some land and tried to farm and pick up odd jobs, but there wasn't a whole lot of pull for their skill sets. And one was an air traffic controller, and one, maybe not as obvious a fit, was a parachute rigger, but they had, again, those technical skills and soft skills, but there was no bridge to get them to the opportunities that they could have taken advantage of.
So is there something about Louisiana that kind of, presents opportunity that you feel like that's unique?
I think there is. There's probably two parts to that answer. And the first one is, as you're well aware, the industries in Louisiana tend to be well aligned with the sort of workers that are coming out of military service. They're looking for this kind of skill set, people who are adaptable, who are technically savvy and willing to show up and work hard. And those industries are looking for this kind of talent. So it's a nice fit in that regard. We've placed over 700 people since 2018 in Louisiana, and those numbers are beginning to accelerate. The other side of it, I think, is through just the ability to develop key relationships. Louisiana tends to operate well off of relationships, and we were lucky enough to develop a partnership with Michael and G&O Inc. early on. And they've been very instrumental in helping us connect to employers, as well as some of the opportunities like the Delta Regional Authority Department of Labor grants, which have provided us consistent, predictable revenue streams and allowed us to do some innovative things that are not typical, I think, for a nonprofit, such as a partnership that was recently announced with Ochsner Health Service Systems. And in that partnership, for the next 3 years, we've created a combined goal of placing 300 veterans at Ochsner to address the critical talent shortfalls across the healthcare system and provide direct benefit to Louisiana and to Ochsner that provides those services. And, of course, for these 300 veterans who are going to come out with great skills.
You know, it's interesting. I've had the opportunity to interact with a lot of folks that come through here in the military, whether in the reserve or otherwise, and almost without exception, they all have incredible experiences here in the city of New Orleans and in the metro area, and they love it, and many of which end up moving back here. Has that been your experience in what stories people are telling you?
Well, it is for sure, and that kind of segues into the veteran community in New Orleans really well, because the folks that are involved in the various veteran services organizations in New Orleans and in Louisiana, or that are engaged in academia and industry but are veterans, have all been very, very much driven to the city, whether they grew up there or they served there or they passed through there, because of the warmth of the community and the relationships and the lifestyle. And a lot of times a challenge is simply finding that good fit that enables you to come back successfully. And so we've had a number of those conversations. And for me personally, as I mentioned, my father's dad retired out of Belle Chasse, and I spent a lot of time in New Orleans as a young kid and was lucky enough to come back through the Navy for 1 year at One Shell Square. I was assigned as a Secretary of Defense Fellow at Shell, and My middle boy fell in love with the city, and now he's a freshman at Tulane in the Navy ROTC program. So people do get their hearts attached to the area, and if we can make these good connections into industry and get them good jobs, I think that strengthens the industry and the business and the community.
So how can our business community help you? What would be the call out for you?
Well, I think right now we have a very good, steady, and growing supply of employer relationships. We look to continue to grow that. So awareness that our services exist, that we do have deep opportunities in Louisiana to bring this middle enlisted veteran talent to bear against the growth needs of the various industries is point one. And I think point two is it's a little more indirect, but there is a lack, I would say, from my perception and conversations, of a hub on the wheel for the veteran community right now. And there's been some unique opportunity to have discussions and identify bringing folks together with interest in the veteran community to collaborate, communicate, organize together, and present a more unified veteran community front to serve the area. And so through those conversations, particularly with Jackson Smith at Bastion, some of the folks at the VFW, and Homeland Security Studies Group at Tulane, we have pulled together a first ever council meeting next week. And we'll come together basically to open up that conversation and start to identify how we can engage in the community better. But a target that we've drawn with Michael and his team is around the early part of May, conducting a Veterans and Employer Summit in New Orleans to bring together industry and those that are interested in supporting the community and the veterans to have a series of conversations and go more in depth into how the veteran community can work with industry.
Absolutely. Congratulations on your work. Thank you so much for what you do. Michael, real quick, final thoughts.
No, I just I love that we're highlighting Next Stop. This is exactly the type of win-win on workforce that we should be focusing on, is finding great people with great skill and hooking them up to, you know, good jobs with good companies. And so I'm glad to have him on, and I'd love to have Shelby you back, you know, in a year or so to talk about the next progress and keep highlighting the work that you're doing with Next Stop for all the men and women who serve our country.
Absolutely, we can make that happen. Gentlemen, thank you all so much for joining us today. Have a great week.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.